It's a good question.
I should have probably boiled that down before going on air, not just reading it for the first time, but there you go.
No, it is a good question because a lot of churches have the tradition of, okay, you get saved, but then you have to wait to be baptized. Mm-hmm. The thing about, you know, believe me and be baptized is that it is a command to believe and then be baptized. The Great Commission is to go make disciples, then baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the first step, of course, is believing in Jesus alone for salvation. You know, you confess you're a sinner, repent, ask for forgiveness, and then ask Jesus to take control of your life to be your Savior, the very first step. Without it, the rest is useless. You know, getting baptized won't save you any more than, I don't know, eating burgers makes you a burger, you know? baptism is a public declaration that you have done your first step, accepted Jesus as Lord. Then you share your testimony for others to hear. It's you identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection. That's why baptism by immersion is the most common, because it's a visual of what happened to Jesus. You know, you're up in the water, it's Jesus on the cross. You go under the water, it's Jesus in the grave. You come up out of the water, it's Jesus rising from the dead. Very visual, you know? And so in the Bible, we do see people getting baptized at different times after getting saved. Some, you know, after they had an apostle come to their home. So there was a period of waiting. The Ethiopian eunuch, this one was interesting. It was him asking to be done immediately. Like, you know, he had just asked Jesus into his heart and they came upon like some water. He's like, well, here's water. You know, what's stopping us? Some churches will insist upon waiting to be baptized to show whether or not this was a genuine conversion experience or just an emotional high moment. You know, there's nothing to say that in a baptism service, if someone comes to know Jesus as a result of the testimony of that person being baptized, why not offer to get baptism on the spot in that service? Kind of like that Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8:36. Right after the man had been saved and they traveled along the road, you know, they came to some water and, you know, the eunuch said, look, here's water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized? So, you know, we do offer baptism at times, you know, in my own church. I know that each church is different. Of course, right now, COVID has changed a lot of things. And so we don't want to have cross-contamination. That's why we have one person in the tank at one time. And then we change it for the next time, right? So it's just, it's different. And then there's, you know, the whole thing about infant baptism and believer's baptism. They're different. One's a declaration and testimony. The other one is more like the implication, this is what you want to do. So only an individual's person, profession of faith can incorporate them into the true church. And that's it, not baptism.